Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Coaching Conversations, and this is your host, life coach and soul coach, Sean Schakowsky. And I am with the incredible collaborative crew from West Ark Life Coaching Center. We have August Shields. How are you, August?
Really good. Good morning.
Yay. And we have Moni Visco, divorced and relationship coach. Hi, Moni. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good to be back all together. And today we have a topic, which I think it'll be pretty fun to talk about because I'm pretty passionate about it. We're going to pull out from Dr. Naomi, oh boy, help me guys, what is it, Pappas? Pappas is probably how you pronounce it.
Potts?
Close. Yeah. I want P-A-B-S-T. I want to make sure we give kudos.
Yeah.
And recognition for the article. It's 11 Ways to Become Your Truest and Greatest Self. Very important. I know we do a lot of coaching, pretty much most coaching, I would say. I think everybody comes through our door with life circumstances, and really I think when you get to the nuts and bolts of everybody's circumstance, it really boils down to a sense of self and how you're in relation to your circumstances. So I think this is a great article. And let me put out how you can reach us. You can go online, wnylifecoaching.com. It's our website and is full of all sorts of information. So we welcome you to go explore the website. Or you can reach us at 716-560-6552. So, gang, do you have any announcements before we start rolling into our topic? What's everybody been up to? No? August, how's your airbrushing going? I know August
It's really picking up. I've got a guy coming next week that's 2.5 hours away bringing a friend. So it's word's getting out there and people are responding, and it's really exciting.
Awesome. And that's the first I met August that we were talking about your airbrushing. What a great medium to even help coach people or get that a creative side of yourself out on paper, which is kind of goes along
with... It really is.
What we're going to talk about. Okay, well, let's get going here. Quickly, just a few announcements. Fall is in the, unfortunately coming. I think we're all in denial. We don't want summer to end, but September is around the corner. And at the Coaching Center, we start launching all sorts of classes and really get geared into the fall. Look online. Two ongoing classes that will be going on is group meditation, Reiki, and breathwork infusion class. It's been going very well, so we are going to continue that. Every third Thursday in the North Towns in Williamsville, we'll be having it at the Western Life Coaching Center from 7 to 8. And now we have a new location, which is in Orchard Park. It is, United Methodist Church of Orchard Park. And that will be the second Thursday of every month. So we get to hit the whole county, I hope. And just a little info, what it is, it's group meditation, but we're a little unique. We put a little infusion of breath work, a little bit of soul work, and then we do some healing work with Reiki, which is optional. So it's a great hour just to go inward. So we welcome everyone. Moni and I have a relationship coaching coming up, and we have several dates. So go online and look at that. Moni, you want to share anything about that?
I'm just like looking at what the dates are for those. I'm like,
we got
God,
so much coming up. I'm like,
yeah. Like, oh my gosh, we got like one through November and November 12th.
Yeah. Do you know what can people expect?
I'm like confused as to which one, because I think we have two of them. One of them is...
We do. We have two things.
One will be focused more on like divorce, and the other one just on any relationship issues, because all of us are in relationships.
So it can
be relevant for
a
lot of people. So because there can be difficult relationships that are not just in the marriage.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
it could be.
Yeah,
the divorce, not necessarily have to be divorced, but if you're with, if you're breaking up, I think it's, some type of committed relationship that would probably be, a strong committed. Moni has background in helping people, especially and suffering, coming to terms with that. So if you resonate with that, please come. But I think both classes will touch upon that, but the other one is a little bit more broad-based, you know, where I'm going to chime in a little bit about managing relationships and, you know, we can relate to anything, difficult, you know, teachers, coaches, coworkers, neighbors, you know, so it all is, you know, in relation there. Everything we do is relationship building. So it should be a neat class. Come on board. And August, I have some exciting news. I am going to get a little bit more focused on our Dream Builder program. So I am going to start launching that a little and doing a little bit more with that. So,
very good.
Yeah. So we may have to call you in. August and I have a commonality. Mm-hmm. Okay, enough of the announcements. Let's get going here. Let's talk about 11 ways to become your truest and greatest self. So you guys, when you talk about truest self, what pops into your mind? I mean, there's no right or wrong. I'm just curious what word comes to your mind. I'll give you a moment to reflect.
I don't know if there's like a single word that comes to mind. I mean, I think it's just authentic, just being who you are, rather than who you're trying to present or, you know, who you think other people want you to be.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What about you, August? What comes to mind? Mm-hmm. If I said,
the thing that comes to mind with me is self-love. It all starts there. Mm-hmm. And we didn't all grow up with a really solid, good image of ourselves. Grew up in a little bit different time, and self-love was almost considered conceit, and it was kind of frowned upon. But for me, it started, and we talked about this earlier, was the self-talk, you know, the things that you tell yourself, because what comes out of your mouth, your subconscious acts on. And it's all related to becoming your truest and greatest self, and it starts with self-love, and it's a little bit difficult because we tend to slip back into that comfort zone. But if we can get out of that comfort zone and try to see ourselves the way other people see us and be around people that aren't afraid to tell us the things that they see in us, the greatness and how wonderful we are, it's all part of the process of growing and becoming a really good person.
Excellent. You know, you brought up a good point, and I want to I'm just going to throw it out there. you brought up about not the self-love and feeling guilty almost. You know, I did some episodes on boundary setting, and I'm going to talk about it even personally. I had to overcome that, and what I see a lot is like almost that Catholic guilt. Like I coach a lot of people, and it surfaces like we've been, maybe it wasn't taught that way, but it was kind of what I picked up. Like you're supposed to, you know, almost serve beyond yourself for others. And I think it was an awakening for me because I tend to be that people pleaser, and I see a lot of that in coaching, and a lot of people giving up their sense of self gets diminished and their personal power gets diminished when you tend to do that. So someone once told me the greatest gift you can be is be your best version, you know, whether it's God or whatever word, but that is the biggest gift is, you know, when you act from a place of self and then share that with others. So, yeah, I do think, I think this is important. I see a lot of people in coaching that come a lot of times, I don't want to say strung out, but very depleted because they feel as if, you know, to love and to honor and to be is to give. But I always practice too, telling people about or suggesting offering and receiving, you know, and what you said, I think I love it because it's in I think number one in our article about the 11 ways is to love yourself. And I think Money, we talked to this, I go, it's not narcissistic, you know, it's not to have the most important relationship to start with is with yourself. So, and once you can figure out that relationship, then you can offer yourself to others. And my word, when you guys were bringing up authentic, perfect, self-love, you know, for me, I think it's very natural, you know. And somehow it becomes unnatural. I think we lose our authenticity or genuinity, or you know, we have divinity within ourselves. It's just I don't think people get sometimes see that little spark. But yeah,
yes.
Thank you for sharing that. I think it's very important. You know, I think a lot of people go around with that people pleasing, and it's not serving. It's not serving you.
Right.
You know, it's not. It's doing. It's creating more unhealthiness than healthiness, and it is important to love yourself. You guys have any thoughts on that? And then maybe we can talk a little bit more about the, you know, fall madly in love with yourself. I love that.
Yeah. No, I think that you kind of covered all of it. Like it
yeah, I get going. Sorry.
Yeah. And no.
It's good. Yeah. No, in this article, she writes, and I'm going to quote it verbatim. She says, "Love is the most powerful energy in existence," and I do believe that. I do believe in that.
Absolutely.
I think, yeah, that vibration of love, it transcends, I think, you know, just about anything, and if we can hold that. But they're saying it's okay, so blast that energy. Blast yourself with it full of advantage. Beam up upon yourself as though you were your own dream lover, you know? Ideal mother, precious child, or your very, 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 guys, what do I always say? Be your own best friend, very best friend.
Your own very
How
best
is that?
Friend.
Yeah, that's not wrong. That's good. If everybody
no.
walked around feeling in love with themselves, you know, and then offering that to others or sharing that, it would, you know, I think the dynamics could be really unique around here.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and it goes to circle back. It says, "Send yourself the same quality of love you offer to the ones that you love." You know, it's self-importance that you are a divinity. You can love yourself. It is important, very important, very important. Mm-hmm. So, somebody else want to throw out another way? That was number one. We're going to try to go through the 11 ways. So. I know you guys have the article, so I know. Which one do you guys want to share?
For me, I would say, like, the one I see the most is the inner critic. You know, tell your inner critic where to go is what it says in the article. But
I love that.
It's just, I feel like that's a really big obstacle to self-love is because our mind tells us all these negative critical things about us, about how we're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big one to me, we're not good enough because we're not, you know, smart enough or we're not thin enough or whatever it is, which are all
right.
kind of external, mostly external gauges that we use to judge ourselves.
Right. Again, if your best friend was standing there and somebody was saying bad things about you, they would probably say, tell that one to hit the road. But we, that voice is in us, and sometimes we allow that to take our power away. But you know what I find really interesting is, you know, if we start there with the inner critic, seeing it surface and you're like, butt out, you know, out. I tell you what, that is so profound. I mean, you talk about self-development, that's where it starts. It's the inside out. I guarantee you it'll manifest into, you know, once you can do that internally, you know, you will have, it will spread and manifest and go outside you. Meditation and studying a lot about meditation and teaching people, believe it or not, to be quiet. and you know, that goes into the voices, you know, and the thoughts. And what it practices is inner strength, okay? You know, that practice of saying, shh, shh, go away, you know, or, okay, I know you're there. I'm not going to, you know, let you take over, you know, and then I'm going to go back to my breath. We practice that because by practicing it, you are doing inner strength. Again, this goes in relation to this inner critic. You know, if we can, you know, when that comes up, you know, you're not being nice to me. Okay, you know, quiet it down, practice it. It will, and the more we practice, the more inner strength we get. And again, that's the stepping stone. That's where, you know, it all starts. And then, you know, once you get really strong in that practice, guess what? You know, you can take that outwardly too, you know, setting, you know, doing your boundaries with people and just making sure you keep that person, that self, your true self, safe and sound. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
Yes.
practice our meditating. But that's how it all goes together. Okay. How about you, August? What kind of popped out at you in this article?
Well, there's a couple of them, but hone your intuition and rely upon your sixth sense. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. Rely upon your sixth sense. It's your most powerful inner resource. Tap into the divine intelligence and serve ably as your very own psychic. Become a powerful advisor to yourself. Your inner knowing serves as your high beam headlights. This additional illumination on life's road, you can proceed with greater self-assurance, clarity, centeredness, and courage. And we tend to, at least I do, when we try to fight our intuition with logic, and that puts us into the world's way of doing things. No, that's not a good idea. The time's not right. I don't have the resources. I don't have the education. I really don't know enough about it. But if you listen to that intuition, and which comes from the inside, comes from the heart, not the blood pump, but the inner, your inner person, that inner heart. The more I find that I move back toward relying on it, the better decisions I make, and the paths that I take and find myself on are good places to be, not bad places to be.
Amen. Love it. Yum, yum, yum. I mean, that's, No, I'm a big component of being, you know, relying on your intuition, the right money. I mean, I put articles out there about it. Have found, you know, I've done the right side and the left side, the corporate world, you know. When you start tapping into it, you know, it's something you can work with. And the more you practice, the more you allow it, and I'd say, you know, be open to it, the more stronger it becomes because you understand it more. But I've never found it wrong for me. You know, I've never found it. I found what is best for me. And that's where I think people struggle, you know. And I think, Money, we just talked about this, about, you know, it goes back to falling into the trap of being the best out there.
Yes.
Versus, okay, you know, do what's best for you. Be the best that you are. That's important. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
really important.
That's real. So, and again, I find people struggle because they go to that logical side and it's not jiving well with what's right for them. I do think they play well. I mean, if you can balance them, you know, it does serve purpose, logical side too. I think, you know, grounds us sometimes and keeps us. But I think a strong thing, people are like, how do I develop it? And, you know, getting in touch with your feelings too are very important connection, I think, to your intuition. You know, don't fight them. Always let them guide you and listen. Hunches, curiosity, they come from somewhere, people. You know, they're real. Yeah. We all know they're real. We just can't, you know, scientifically put a database on them. They're hard to, they're conceptual, so it's hard to make logic out of them. But I tell you, they derive from internally from you, and they are nudging you, saying, hey, you know, do what's in your best interest. You know, I think we were talking, I don't know, some of the current events, and I probably won't put my spin on it, but, you know, we started questioning, you know, some of what's, we forget what sometimes is important in life. You know, I think we want to be happy, you know, versus, you know, that other side of us that, you know, have to rationalize that, you know, I think I'm the, you know, happy if I have X amount of dollars. And so, you know, and then people tend not to, but yeah, intuition is, it is your inner knowing. Get in relation with it, you know. It's a lot of fun. And it really does. I think when you develop it more and you do become, it does, you can rely on it, you know. It's a friend. It helps
it
you. I navigate through things by, like, okay, let me quiet down here. Let me think about this. What am I feeling? You know, what's my gut? And really, the more you practice it, the more it helps steer the ship a bit. Excellent. Money, have any thoughts on that?
It does.
No. I mean, I think you both covered it. I agree that it's...
Hit the nail on the head, absolutely.
And, I even related to, parenting. I think it's really important to teach kids to follow their intuition. We don't do that. You know, we're always drilling them to be, know your ABCs and,
yes.
And do this, and then they come out and they're like, what? They have no idea how to navigate through all of that. I even tell my kids, even in basic survival mode, I'm like, if you feel something not right, as we were talking about, I think, stranger danger and all that good stuff, I'm like, if it doesn't feel right to you, honor that, girls with dates.
Listen.
It goes so deep. I'm sorry, I get chatty. I got to pause. Okay, so I'm going to throw on the next one because I already tapped into it, and then we'll keep going around. They're saying to really get in touch, tuned to your true self and greatest self, one way is to meditate. Yay, that's why I meditate. Yeah. I teach it. Why I'm so passionate about it. I mean, I love meditation, and it's, I do yoga, but I really have found that I'm drawn to the meditation because it does silence and whew. The act of meditation truly is the act of non-doing, which we don't do a lot of in this, day and age. But guess what? When we're not doing sometimes, then we can quiet and really understand, get a better grip of really, what's going on inside, by letting go on a daily basis, which is meditation, your thoughts, that inner critic, and I say, that's practicing letting go some of the stuff that really doesn't serve us. But by doing that,
right.
They say it's almost like medicine for your soul. And I agree with that. I do.
I agree, too.
People are like, medicine, what? It's not in a pill? No. Folks, you have the power to foster your health. We have power to do that. It requires us sometimes to do what we are trained not to, which is slow down a bit, and embrace. But when you do that, I find, they found, and I'm going to read this because it's not my words, a regular practice yields healing along with greater serenity, well-being, and confidence. Anxiety fades away. The age we are living in, our flight mechanism, it just is. Everybody is in overdrive. And we can't respond to it like we did when we were cavemen. So, a way of calming that is to elicit the relaxation response, which what happens in meditation, but it's good for you. It balances. So stress is replaced and, you have the capacity to handle life's demands again with grace and maybe, get in touch with yourself again. There I am. What's right for me? And then you can kind of tap into your intuition again. And it says right there, deepen your intuition and feel connected again. So all hail to meditation. Not that I'm doing my power drive, but I do believe it's such and even guys, back when we were kids, what did we do in kindergarten? Remember we went to kindergarten?
Lay down, relax.
Bingo, they did it. We went and quiet time, lay down on that blanket. Kids, they're in overdrive when they're from the womb. Yeah, we used to simply do, that was meditation in its own way. I'm a big component. Kids do need to settle down, let them quiet down. I know they run them around outside and things. But, we're not as trained to quiet, but it's very important. So if we could promote any practice, meditation's great for you. Okay. Anyone else want to share another one?
Number 10, create a life you adore. And I think that's what we all want. And as we start moving toward that, that's when the inner critic kicks in. That's when people around us kick in. It's like, you can't get your head out of the clouds. This is reality. Get your feet on the ground. Go to work and come home and go to work and come home until you die, basically. And creating a life you adore is finding what you really love. And someone posted on Facebook, and I'm going to read it. It's just a little list. It's written with a marker. It's almost crude, but it's easy to read, and there's only four things. And I keep this up in front of me all the time, and it starts out, make a list of things that make you happy. So you write everything that you like, everything you love. Mm-hmm. Then make a list of things you do every day.
Oh, interesting.
Compare the list, adjust accordingly.
And I love that. You gave me more material for my little kids. Yes, we didn't do that in life. That's great.
Yeah,
we do. When we work with the kids, we ask them to write what they like and dislike. And believe it or not, some of them sit there and like, huh? You know, they think for a little bit, like what? But I never thought of that to see how that is in relation to their daily life. Right. Very good. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Moni. No, please do.
No, I was just going to say, I think a lot of people will argue with that. You know, like how can that's ridiculous. You can't just do whatever you like. You know, I have to.
They haven't tapped into their inner power yet. No, they haven't tapped into the inner power. It is. I said, if it's thinkable, it's doable. I do believe people pick up the energy that you transmit. So if you're going to live in a state of lacking, that is the energy you're giving out, and that's sometimes what you sometimes attract. I know it's law of attraction, and I do believe there's some merit to it. Find out really what, number one, and this helps you, and this is what I do when people are kind of like they've lost touch with their themselves. Just simply write down what makes you happy, what you like, and what you dislike. And believe it or not, it's very hard for people to do their own work. You know, they just, one person, I can't even write. And then where I start with that, and just for any suggestions out there, I'll have people close their eyes. Take a deep breath. Just whatever pops in your mind. Use your imagination. Just start there. I'll say something. Even if it's like a squiggle line, write it down. Just write it down. It will finally open up and it'll let you. But, folks, it's really important to stay in touch with your true self. And how do we do that? You know, simple things like you said, August. I love it. You know, write down what makes you happy. That is kind of important to know. By all means, if you have to, start with what you don't like. That's okay too. You know, if you say you don't like something, then you know the reflection of that. What would it look like? But the other thing I wanted to circle back on what you brought up, August, about that is how I helped somebody. So I thought it's worth mentioning. When you're doing that, and you're looking for your true self. Find out or create and realize what inspires you too. We brought up inspiration, and I saw a light bulb go off in one of my clients. So, because you know that generates some energy in you too. So, if you're looking, just notice what inspires you, or you know, surround your day in some things that are inspirational. You know, that does help help you move into the creation of the life you'd like to be in. Oh my God, we're almost out of time, guys. So so real quick, I just want to mention a couple other ways, and then we'll wrap it up here. But we didn't mention about, you know, one way is to embark on a journey of self-discovery. You know, I love that. Just go have fun, embody, and celebrate who you are. You know, go out and you know start noticing some of the things you're passionate about. And this is really important. I had some people who think their personality types is not one of, I don't know, what people would like, you know. But that's your personality. You know, like, I don't want to label it, but I know they were trying to, like, you know, I think for, you know, possibly like for an interview, bring out a different side because that's what they thought that people would want. And I'm like, you know, embrace who you are, really. You know, that's your trueness. You know, embrace that. Step into it because you are here. It's your light, your spark of divinity. And that's what's special. I tell you, when people, the authenticity, money, you know, when people are their true essence, you can sense that, you know, and you're going to connect with the people that are right for you. So I just want to put it out there. Don't try not to go out with mirroring yourself to others' belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
See what comes natural to you. And then free yourself through healing and forgiveness. And I know, I think we've done shows, and I think we don't have time, but forgiveness, I do believe, is the heart opener, you know. We've talked about how it frees you. So, you know, in looking at some of your pain, you know, in your body or, you know, shadow parts of us, you know, by taking on the process of healing and forgiveness, it does help your true self emerge and come forth. Last, I think that's it. I think we got most of them. So, and lastly, folks, yep. I'm probably not the right person to ask for this one because I'm not so focused on, you know, the physical aspect. But take care of your temple. It's your body. And
yes.
I always say it's our human suit. It is part of our existence here. We're having a physical journey. I always compare it to a car. I'm like, if you don't do oil changes and you don't, you know, rotate your tires and clean the car is not going to take you as far as you want on this journey. So maintenance, you know, be grateful
yes.
that things, you know, housing who you are. So, part of your self-care, you know, is to take care of your body. All right, guys.
Yeah.
And lastly, I love this. I'm going to end with this. The world needs you. Don't forget that. Everyone here is, you know, we're all having a human experience. You're here for a reason. The world wants you, needs you. You know, let your light shine. Well, thanks, guys. We're over
light
time.
Shine.
Yeah. If you have any last comments, anything
else
to share?
I think that's good. I think we covered
Yeah. Great show. Thank you.
And I love all of your two selves. I think you guys are authentic, and I love working with you. So we're going to wrap up the show. Yeah. But, again, if you want to reach out, we're at wnylifecoaching.com, and our phone number is 716-560-6552. Remember, power is from within, and we look forward to being together again soon. Bye, guys.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.